Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has asked President Bush to activate thousands of military reservists to reinforce active duty troops already on high alert. Pentagon officials say 30 to 50,000 reservists could be in the initial call. The reserve force would be used to support air patrolling efforts over New York and Washington. It would be the largest reserve mobilization since the Persian Gulf War 10 years ago. Joining me now is NPR national security correspondent Tom Jelton. Tom, what's behind this call-up?
Bob, it's one more sign of how the U.S. military is being put on a war footing. The last time we had anything like this, as you said, was in the lead-up to the Gulf War. This one, however, is a little bit different. The mission now is what's called homeland defense. That's not a term we've thought about in this country for a long time. We haven't had to worry about defending the homeland against foreign attack for a long, long time. This particular call-up would support the effort to put combat fighter jet operations at 26 bases around the country on what's called strike alert, meaning that fighter pilots would be ready to take off within 15 minutes if a threatening aircraft were to be spotted on a radar. So it includes reserve pilots, reserve air crews, reserve air traffic controllers. But the call-up could be expanded later on.
The president has termed this an act of war, and yesterday he said that the United States would lead the world to victory. What exactly does all this talk mean?
In large part, Bob, it's to get people's attention and make it clear to Americans that the country is in for a long, hard struggle. Now, to the extent this means literally going to war is not entirely clear. Secretary of State Colin Powell said yesterday that the president, when he talks about war, he's thinking in terms of focusing America's energy around this goal of ending terrorism. And he said that what's coming could include economic, diplomatic, political action, as well as military action. On the other hand, there's very little doubt that the military component would be significant. Pentagon officials, for example, in talking about this reserve call-up, keep referring back to the Gulf War. That's at least what's in their mind, an operation of that size and seriousness. And the talk is of a long campaign, so clearly Americans need to be prepared for something like a war effort, even if we don't know exactly what it would look like.
And how imminent is this?
Well, it's not imminent. First of all, the concern right now has to be the immediate terrorist threat. They want to make sure that there's no more danger of more terrorist attacks. That's clearly the top priority. In fact, this mobilization and the military activity we're seeing right now is purely defensive in character. And the other thing is that a big war effort, like people here do clearly have in mind, is something that will take a lot of time to put together. So for those reasons, we're not likely to see major military action overseas in the short run.
Well, he's got $40 billion to work with. The White House and Congress have gotten together on that.
Right, Bob. Originally, it was for $20 million, but then New York disaster required a big additional $20 billion. But the original impetus behind that original $20 billion request was in large part to prepare the U.S. military for this operation.
NPR national security correspondent Tom Jelton.